World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. Excuse me. Got a little bit of a cough here this morning. Just trying to, I had a tough morning this morning. You know, normally I get up and get really, really great direction about what we want to talk about today. And I'm really, really conflicted today. There's so much that's going on, folks. Don't ever forget this. In the beginning, the Bible says that in the beginning, the earth was void and without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, Steve Quayle is the one that taught me, didn't teach me, not like I sat at his table. A bohu and a dohu. A bohu and a dohu. The earth was a bohu and a dohu. Void and without form. Void and without form. And if you look at the beginning, everything came out of order, came out of chaos. By the way, that's what it says on the dollar bill. I thought I had one laying here. This is just right off the top of my head. I didn't prepare this, all right? Out of disorder, order, right? Chaos, out of chaos, order. That's the new world order. That's really what it is. If you think about it, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was void and without form. We talk a lot here about cycles. What goes on in cycles, and are we able to read it as each cycle? Does it all lead to the end? Is it really, from a scriptural standpoint, if you and I were to sit down and just open the Bible and not have heard any theology at all, never had a theology lesson in our lives, and we were to sit down and we were just to begin to read the Bible, we'd have a hard time. I'm just telling you, we'd have a hard time finding some of the stuff in the Bible that we're talking about today. We draw a lot of conclusions that I don't know, man. Just don't know. And so one of the things I enjoy and one of the burdens about our show every day is, man, there's so many different beliefs in here. And it's all good. All because we said 40,000 different denominations. All of us come from a different background, a different set of beliefs. And we ask the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. That's Buffalo Springfield back in 1960. I'm guessing, Spencer, check that out. Something's happening here. Buffalo Springfield. What year was that? In fact, get that ready to play here. I got a lot on the table. I got to get this out of me. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. When did they do that? When did they do that? Buffalo Springfield, does it tell us? It says recorded in 1967. 1960. Can you play that? Is there music to that, Spencer? Because this is, man, I sense this. There's something going on. 2 minutes and 40 seconds. This is prescient, if it was forcing. Go ahead.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Everybody look what's going down. 1967.
lines being drawn.
Or are there ever?
Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. Wow. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Okay, you can stop it, huh? That's pretty prescient. Prescient means foreseeing. For very prescient, isn't? And it goes back to what I always say, there's nothing new under the sun, and that we're living in cycles, we're walking through cycles. And that song written by Buffalo Springfield is so could be relevant today. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. What's going on? What's going on? That's what I was struck with here this morning. You know, I know that we got a lot of stuff we want to get to. I know that we want to get Mel's Liberty Action Network up there. We want to do that in action. I said to my wife just before I came down the steps this morning, I said, honey, I'm frustrated this morning. She said, well, why? I said, just because there's so many thumbs to stick in a dike. No, there's so many holes and so few thumbs. And the easiest thing for us to do, come on now. The easiest thing for us to do is say, well, it's just all going to wind down, Coach. Because if we're just living out pre-written history, well, then there really isn't a whole lot we can do, right? Just sit back and enjoy it and watch it unravel and watch it unfold. And don't get upset if you see your children and grandchildren's future be destroyed. Don't worry about it, Coach. It's what it says is going to happen. See, I'm not built that way. I'm not built that way. Maybe you guys are. Throw in the towel. Isn't anything we can do? I feel great, great frustration this morning. I got another clip up there. This clip was from one of the greatest movies ever made, Hoosiers. Hoosiers. So it's just a 2-minute clip, and it's really not about basketball. It's about one line I want you all to hear. And when that line is, I'll tell you. Okay, go ahead and play this. This is Gene Hackman. He's coming in. He's the new coach. And then one of the parents, boosters, he comes, and he wants to tell him how things are going to be run. And Gene Hackman basically fires the guy, which is one of the greatest lines ever in a movie. Go ahead and play it.
Outside. Quit throwing it around. Get it in the hole. Well, there you are. I thought we'd go 20 minutes on, 10 off, and 20 on. I had a different schedule in mind. Look, mister, these boys got a routine they're used to. You throw a new coach with newfangled ideas at them, might get them all confused. It will. Ease into it real slow. Hell, our first game's less than 2 weeks away.
Well, first of all, let's be real friendly here, okay? My name is Norm. Secondly, your coaching days are over.
Look, mister, there's...
Here it is.
Two kinds of dumb. A guy that gets naked and runs out in the snow and barks at the moon, and a guy who does the same thing in my living room. First one, no
matter... Hang on. Freeze that. Force. Two kinds of dumb. Two kinds of dumb. Somebody who gets drunk, goes out in the snow and barks at the moon. And a guy who does that in my living room. At what point does what we see going around us come into our living room. And Chad coined the phrase or spoken about, nobody cares about mailboxes getting knocked over till it's their mailbox. It's getting pretty close to your mailbox, folks. It's getting pretty close. Now, the way I see it, we got two options, maybe more, but two. Option number one, grin and bear it. Roll over and let them have us. Let them have our grandchildren and let them have it. Or stand and fight. Really, really aren't. Michelle, who I love deeper than you can even understand, my little wife. She was scheduled to go to Springfield, Ohio this morning. She goes over there once a couple times a month, and visits some older lady, some shut-in over there. She goes, she loves to go do it and minister to her. And I don't know if you guys know what's going on in Springfield, Ohio. I'll show you here in a second. And I didn't want her to go. I didn't want her to go. I said, honey, that'd be one of the dumbest things anybody could have ever done is go into Springfield, Ohio right now. 20,000 Haitian immigrants released in a town of 40,000 people. And it's crazy. But see, it isn't Michelle's mailbox yet, is it? They're not barking at the moon in our living room yet, are they? At what point are we going to wake up and say enough is enough? And how do we do that? Because I'm going to tell you, Springfield, Ohio, it's just the tip of the iceberg. It just happens to be, I don't know. You guys know what's going on in Springfield, Ohio? Look, I got a lot of stuff I want to get to. I want to get to the Mel's Initiative and all this stuff. But let me go to number five. Go to number five. Folks, this is going on in Springfield, Ohio. Springfield. Spencer, do me real quickly. Pull up a map of Ohio. I want people to understand where this is happening. And I've said, Lord, what would you have me to do? By the way, This is my living room. Okay, that's right there. Now, Spencer, if you were to take your little marker and put it Newark. See Columbus, go right. Keep going. There's Newark. Go down on that 70. That's where I live. Right there. That's where I live in Ohio. All right. Go straight down Route 70 through Columbus. Go left, and you're going to come to Springfield. That's it. There it is. It's home of Wittenberg University. Good college town out in the middle of nowhere, close to Dayton. And Michelle was going to go visit her, Springfield, Ohio. Folks, I'm telling you something. This is small town America. 20,000 people live in Springfield, Ohio. All right? At what point does it become your mailbox? That's what I'm trying to get you to say. So I just Googled this morning, Springfield, Ohio. Look, I know you're sitting in Connecticut and say, what's this have to do with me? Everything. Residents say Haitian migrants crashing cars, spiking insurance, eating ducks from the parks. Scroll on down. A lot of this stuff you can read. I'm not going to read. I want you to scroll down. I got something I want to show you at the bottom. Go ahead, a montage. Oh, but Kamala, they love them. They bring them on there. They all love them. Oh, there's a city council. But wait, can I show you a couple things here? Can I show you something? Go back up. Play this.
Noel? Thank you.
I live at 426 Northwestern Avenue. Miss Skinner, who I'm not trying to put on the spot, is my neighbor.
Just talk to me, ma'am. Thank you so much.
And I'm done with what I'm seeing. It is so unsafe in my neighborhood anymore. I have the homeless that were trying to camp out, and I have made concessions with them, and I try to help them the best I can to keep them from trying to squat on my property. But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard. And I can't. I look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. My husband is elderly. And last night, after living in this home for 45 years, he said, Noelle, guess what? It's time to pack up and move. He said, we can't do this anymore. He said, it's killing both of us mentally. I don't understand what you expect of us as citizens. I mean, I understand they're here under temporary protected status and you're protecting them. And I understand that our city services are overwhelmed and understaffed. But who's protecting us? If we're protecting them, who's protecting me? I want out of this town. I am sorry. Please give me a reason to stay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And they're doing nothing. And they're doing nothing. Good. Let's go down. I'm heading somewhere. Let's play this one.
I was out and about yesterday, driving around Springfield. I was looking at the giant holes in some of our buildings. I noticed all of the old familiar spots bearing new signs in an unfamiliar language. I watched as groups of strangers walked around the city like lost tourists, and it was like a punch in the gut. A terrible sadness came over me, and I began to cry. I immediately started to think back to when I was little, walking from my grandma's house on South Fountain through downtown and all the way to Snyder Park, going to Wren's to get new school clothes and shoes, the excitement of the mall for lunch at the Blue Fox, or even better, to see Santa, riding down High Street, admiring the beauty of those stately homes and their amazing architecture, dropping pennies in the fountain and making wishes. And now, all those warm memories are becoming fuel to the fire of anger inside of me. I feel like we have been invaded by some sort of pest. I'm angry that my friends and family are packing up and moving away. I'm angry that foreigners are using up the resources that were set up for the Americans that reside here. I'm angry that another country's flag was being flown in our city. I'm angry when I see our businesses and recreational areas littered with garbage left by people that do not know or understand our laws and culture and are making no attempt to learn about them. And let me be clear, this is not about race. This is about people being given the privilege of coming here from another country and having no respect for our people, our land, or our life's work. People living their life here the way they did in Haiti, angry, stealing, polluting, living in filth, and acting like animals. These are not civilized people. Opening containers in our grocery stores, helping themselves to what's inside, and throwing the rest onto the shelves and floors. Pulling off of the highway to publicly clean and gut the roadkill lying there in front of anyone that passes by. Stealing animals from farmers and leaving their severed heads at the side of an old school where children play. Relieving themselves in public. Making some barbaric stew out of the birds that live in our park. This is insanity, and it has to stop. What will become of Springfield? Where will we be in 5 years? The thought terrifies me. Will it be some sort of dystopian wasteland, with most of our original residents having moved away, and those that cannot afford to move being locked inside their homes, living in fear? This thought is keeping me awake at night. I just want the old Springfield back. I know it was far from perfect, but at least it was still ours. Thank you.
Yes, it's different when it's happening in New York City. It's different when it's happening in pick your city. One more. I got one more I got to share. You scroll on down. Scroll on down. Play this. Okay. Last one. This is unbelievable. Folks, this is down the road. Something's happening here. This is 2 minutes and 8 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. So my last video got taken down.
Says hang on. Freeze it. See, folks, you better understand this, that any criticism of anybody and anybody's lifestyle or anybody's heritage has become racist. Right? You're not allowed to point out that it's the Haitians that are doing it, that's bigoted. And you understand what they've done to our culture and our society? Do you really understand it? If you look out there and say, we don't act like that here in America, you're racist. It's always their fallback position. You're a bigot. No. We don't eat ducks out of the pond here in Springfield, Ohio. No, we don't do that here. Go ahead.
Rights and their community standards. And I feel like my free speech has been infringed on because I wasn't promoting any kind of violence or anything towards anybody.
You turned up at all?
Stating what happened to me and why it was happening. I think that it's insane that you can't just talk about things anymore. But here's the picture of the screenshot that I took.
Hang on a minute. Freeze that. Freeze it. My wife must have burnt something upstairs, and if you hear the smoke thing going off in the back, we'll just ignore it. Grandkids are here today. She's cooking breakfast, I think. Go ahead. Maybe it's patients come in. I don't know.
A group of people. I'm not attacking anyone. I'm stating the fact that we have groups of people that are coming to our area and causing issues because they don't know how to drive. That is all I said. Cue video montage.
She sent me a text from Lithuania.
This is as small town America as you can get. Springfield, Ohio, as small town America as you can get. Let me ask you something. Are they barking in your living room yet? Do you only get involved? Do we only get involved when they're barking in our own living room? What does it take to understand exactly what's going on? They're trying to overwhelm the system. They're trying to create a civil war. They're trying to get the people to rise up so they can clamp down. Can't you see it? Can't you understand exactly what's going on? That's what we're dealing with. That's what we're facing. Springfield, Ohio. Michelle wanted to go there today. I said, honey, if you drive to Springfield, Ohio, something happens to you, they'll have to lock me up for murder one. For letting you go. What are you thinking? You know what? In our mailbox yet, is it, Chad? Coming to a neighborhood near you. Come on in, Roger.
Well, Springfield is lost, Dave. I'm sorry if they've taken
it. Gone, brother. It's gone.
There. You're not going to reverse that one. The plummeting home prices, so on and so forth. But, you know, there's a good movie out called Been Out to Eat for Years. Gene Hackman's in it. The Hunt for Red October. And there's a scene there where the Russian submarine captain is trying to shoot the American submarine down, and he makes a fatal error, and one of his shipmates looks at the Russian submarine captain and says, "You fool, you've killed us." That's what's going on in Springfield. You fools, you have killed Springfield, Ohio. And that's not going to turn around, because those 20,000 Haitians are going nowhere.
Hey, Roger, and it isn't by accident, brother.
Oh, no. The game plan, at least that I understand as a layperson trying to make a living and all that good stuff, is votes. It's all about votes. They don't care. They want to destabilize the country. They want these people to get registered to vote. They want to give them everything they want. They want their votes so they can stay in power.
Amen. And Roger, I just got to say this, okay? Look, friends, I know you don't like Donald Trump, a lot of you. You're either going to get this, or Donald Trump. So I don't like him. I don't like what you're going to get more of this or Donald Trump. And I can't believe that you aren't out on the, oh, I know why. Ain't your mailbox, is it? That you're not everywhere going, everywhere you're going, telling people this is what we're going to get. This is coming to us. This is coming to, maybe Trump can't fix it, but we know this. We know this. Guys in power ain't going to do it. They are making it happen. Now, hang on a second. Not political. Have somebody help me here. Clinton? No, Bush? Clinton? Bush, Clinton, Bush. And by the way, do you see the Bushes endorsed Kamala Harris? Wait a minute, Carter. Of the last 24 years, 20 people, they're blaming everything that's going on Donald Trump. These other guys have been in charge. See, friends, there's one political party. It's a uniparty. Oh, somebody rescue me. Come on in. Somebody come on in. Come on in.
I just had my hand raised, Coach, and I was about to say that for the past, it literally goes back about 30 years that you've either had the Republicans, including the Vice President Dick Cheney, also endorsing Kamala Harris, and you had the Bidens, and you had the Obamas, and you had the Clintons, and all the Bush, and all of these people are voting for Kamala Harris, and then you got Trump in the middle of it. Coach, let me tell you what, if Trump's in there and that thing gets them, you'll have a deportation out of Springfield of the Haitians. That's what needs to happen in America. But we have destroyed civics. We've destroyed our government. We've destroyed our public school systems. Coach, something's happening here, and it's becoming more and more clear.
It is becoming more and more clear. And Dale, listen, the stupid churches are saying, oh, we have to let him here. Hey, friends, Jesus Christ was a law follower. He taught his followers to obey the law. You don't just border jump and come here and then steal from me and my family just because you're here. And do you know this? That a lot of the people coming in are being supported by Catholic social services and Baptist social. Do you guys know that? Do you know that's going on? Do you know that at the heart of all this mess is organized religion? Because why? Follow the money. Oh, they like to talk about love your neighbor, yada, yada. No, dudes. It's all about money, money, money. Oh, I could get into that too. Dave Allison, come on in, and Dale.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. I've been following that story in Springfield. It's unbelievable, but yet at the same time, that's happening all around the country. We're just not aware of it as much. If you notice if you watch pictures of down at the border where they're loading the illegals in the buses, they're loading them in these huge white buses with black tinted windows. And I see them all over in Michigan, and they're traveling all throughout the thumb of Michigan. I don't know where they're taking the illegals, but I see them all the time here. You know, we never seen those type of buses up in the thumb, right? This is not a tourist era. It's all agricultural land, and I see them all the time. I don't know where they're taking them. But, Coach, when we were in Wisconsin in April, the interesting thing, Brian, who was a sound technician there, he runs sound at his church, and his wife was trying to – they have 30 illegals in their church, and they just showed up, right? They didn't bring them in. These people just showed up in their neighborhood, and they decided to come to church. So trying to help them. But here was the interesting thing that he told me. He said his wife was trying to teach them English. They were illiterate in their own native language. They didn't know how to read or write Spanish. They came here. They can speak it, right? But they're so illiterate. And the government is bringing these people in. They're so illiterate. They're going to have to do whatever they tell them to do, right? They have no choice. When the government tells them you do this, they have no other choice, right? And what are, that's what they want. They want people in there that can. It's a, another form of slavery, right?
Yes. Hey, Dave, what do we do with 20? What do the people in Springfield do with 20,000 foreigners in their midst? A town of 20,000. 20,000 more. Where's the government? Where's the federal government? Well, we know where they are. They're at the center of all of it. Let me show you something, okay? Can I show you what's going on? Go ahead, Dale. Your hand's still up. Well, that's happened. Get up. Very last thing, Cheney's. Get that up for me. Did you want to come in, Dale? No, I think he just had his hand up. Kevin, go ahead.
When we're talking about these borders, not only did Jesus honor law, but he said there was one who came under the table, and he went up to him. He said, "Sir, by which way and means did you come in?" And he says, "Oh, I came over the fence." And Jesus says, "Take this one now and cast him into outer darkness." You know what he did? Let me tell you what, Coach. He sent him right back where he came from. He sent him back to hell, into outer darkness, because that's where we all come from when we get saved, right? We come from outer darkness into it. And he took them, right? He became, let me do tongue in cheek here, Coach. He became a Donald Trump, and he casted them right back into where they came from.
Amen. Amen. So, Dale, I get some pushback. I don't mind the pushback, really, I don't. But I get some pushback against people who are never Trumpers. And they said, "I can never vote for that man." I said, "Okay, good. Are you paying taxes? Still paying taxes? Still going to Walmart, are you? Still doing that? McDonald's? You still using gas? You still contributing to all this wicked system we have? You still doing all that, but you can't vote for Donald Trump? Is that what you want me to believe? That you're so righteous, still paying interest on your credit cards? Are you still doing that? But yet you can't vote for Trump? Wake up, folks. Wake up. Not that Trump is whatever, but I can tell you this. Trump is anti them. Got it up on the screen? Look at this. Liz Cheney. We better understand, as George Carlin said, it's two clubs and we ain't in it, man. Only Liz Cheney, nepo daughter of real life Darth Vader, an unrepentant war criminal, literally without a heart, Dick Cheney, apparently believes that her family name still carries some weight with Republican rank and file voters. Delusions of self-grandeur, such that an endorsement coming from her is a matter of electoral significance. Look at this. Former Representative Liz Cheney, a lifelong Republican and the eldest daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, said yesterday during a Duke University event, she will be casting her ballot for Harris. By the way, so did her daddy, Darth Vader. Yeah, he came out and said he and his family are voting for Harris too. Dick Cheney, Mr. Republican, Dick Cheney. Why? Because it's two heads of the same monster, friends. It's two heads. The last thing they want is for we, the people, to have any kind of representation. The Cheneys, the Bushes, the George Bush came out and said he's voting for Kamala Harris. Oh, yeah, the Republicans will save us, won't they? Yeah, they will. Kevin, come on in.
Well, Owen Schroyer was reporting yesterday what the annual working budget for Catholic charities used to be under Trump, and it was right about $89 million a year. And then as soon as Biden got in and started this whole mad rush for the border and getting them involved, their annual budget skyrocketed to over $425 million a year. That's your money. That's my money paying for that. That doesn't even include Lutheran services and what they're getting. So we're paying for our own destruction through our tax dollars.
Think so? Do me a favor. Funny you would bring that up. Would you please click on Federal Reserve for me? Would you please click on that for me real quick? Funny you would bring that up, Kevin. It's number one. How much interest do we pay on our national debt? By the way, folks, the Federal Reserve is not a government institution. They print money and charge us interest on money they printed. Now, are you sitting down? Scroll down. Stop at that chart. Go on down there. Here's year to date your federal outlaws. billion, I guess. Yeah, in Social Security payments. You ready? Number two, $763 billion in interest. Interest to who? Who's the government paying interest to? The government, according to the Constitution, is the one that has the power to coin money and regulate the value thereof. Who's the government paying interest to? Federal Reserve. Huh? Oh, yeah, the Federal Reserve, who prints money out of thin air. It's unbelievable, isn't it, friends? Unbelievable what's happened to us? I guess it's one thing to do that out in the middle of the winter, snow blowing, something else to do it in my living room. They're in your living room. They're in your living room. Tubra, come on in, Tim. Thanks for getting up. Good to hear from you.
41,000 children missing. How many sex slaves and how many human sacrifices do we need?
Boy, oh boy.
Think on that one.
Hey, Tim, you know what it means? Must mean we're going to be out of here soon. Now, look, folks, that's our attitude, isn't it? Is that really our attitude? If we could actually see them driving down the road and snatching up a child, would you get involved? Would you get involved? If you saw some guy pull up in a neighborhood and snatch a child, what would you do? Would you follow him? Would you call the police and then let him go? What would you do? Well, they're doing it right out there in front of it with the approval, acquiescence of the American church. Do we expect non-Christians to rescue these children? Is that what we expect non-Christians to have a conscience to do that? We expect the government to do that? Folks, the government's in on it. Judah, come on in.
Well, Coach, you just nailed it right there with your last statement. The government in the entire Congress, the entire Senate, that's part of this uniparty club, is in on it. What's really interesting as we say all this is that there's people who are coming on board who are educating themselves. They're just learning this.
Mm-hmm.
We're so far ahead of the curve.
We are.
We're so far ahead of the curve with people who understand these topics and knowledge. And it's so interesting because as we get down to the goal line, there's people, and you're one of them, Coach. There's other people on this call. You ever been in that situation where you're in a goal line stand? You get, okay, maybe they get inside the five and they get a first down. They get their first shot and they miss it. They get their second shot and they miss it. For anyone who's actually ever been on a football field and you're at fourth and goal from the 1 yard line, you got people to your left, you got people to your right. And there's some of them who are going, go, they're going to score. The game's going to be over. We're going to lose this game. Can you believe it? And they start crying already there on the floor, right there, right in their own spot, pissing
their
pants.
Been there, baby. Been there, baby.
Pissing their pants. And then you've got someone with a backbone. Maybe it's your D-nose guy who says, you know what? I'm going to make a play. Maybe it's your middle linebacker. Maybe it's your free safety who comes up through the slot, jumps over the crowd, over the line, and sacks the quarterback before he can even get out of his stance. And they stuff him at the 1 yard line, and they win the freaking game. That's the mentality that people, Christians, need to have because yes, they've already won. And what I will say is this. For all those people on the call who are sucking their thumb, let me tell you what, the UN did not get rid of the guns. The UN did not get rid of the Christians. This New World Order plan failed on delivery. And what's going to happen over these next couple weeks and months, it's going to look like a goal line stand, and it's going to be ugly. But guess what? we win because you know what? People are going to stand up and they're going to say no. And that process is coming. And what's so awesome, Coach, is that you are the guy, you are the spark. You're that guy in that D-line who says, you know what, we're going to do this. And when it does come down to this, over these next couple weeks and months, guess who people are going to turn to when it happens? They're going to go, that crazy guy over there, he's been talking about this for years.
Amen.
What does he know? And that's when we start organizing the corral. Amen. That's when people start going, who is this Tom Holman guy? What's he been talking about with President Trump? Mm. Oh, my goodness. And that's when people are going to get over the top. And you're going to see a team tackle. It's not going to be one person, just two people making a tackle. It's the entire team moving to the ball, and everybody is gang tackling these people. Because you know what? They can't stay here. Their legal rights don't exist on top of what they're doing. And if they're against that, they're also against God's rights of what's happened because the country was founded on God. Sorry, I got on a tangent there.
Judd, it's dereliction of duty by the elected officials too. Allowing, I'm working on a plan. I'll unveil that later on. Bless you, Judd. Jack McCarthy, then Neil.
Okay. Two things, Henry Ford and China. In the 30s, Henry Ford said that if the people knew what we did to their money, there would be a revolution before morning. Mm-hmm. And 10 years ago, China was one of our biggest lenders. And the United States interest paid to China was the equivalent of their military budget. Think about how much money we pay the military of China to develop their military. Mm. You paid that. And I'll tell you, I didn't give them a dime.
And Jack, on printed money, it ain't even money. Neil.
I just don't understand. 50 years ago, 50 plus years ago, in Wisconsin, where we live here, the Hmong community migrated or were refugees, and they have meshed in so well. They are some of the best workers that we have in our factories and businesses. They are some of the best neighbors that you could ask for. They are some of the best people that you will meet on the street. I don't understand the mentality of refugees anymore. They came with a humble heart and wanted to make lives for themselves. These Haitians that are infiltrating or taking over Springfield, Ohio, it just doesn't make sense that they're not coming to want to better themselves, but to tear down what has been established. I cannot wrap my mind around it.
They don't have any morals. They don't have any morals. Neither does our government. So they're strange bedfellows. Jeff Nell.
Morning, Coach. Morning.
Morning.
Wow, what a day to be alive. I like to comment on what we should do. Well, it's just, I would stick my nose into it. I'll put a stick in this.
You're muted. I can't hear you. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, man. Whatever it is. Mark Mattingly, come on in.
Yeah, Coach. So, the Haitians over there, they come from an openly pagan nation. It's got animism and some Catholic traditions and some other pagan traditions. And this is a picture of what will happen in our nation if we continue to follow these openly pagan paths. Maybe it's God giving us a chance to step back and look at ourselves and wake up. I don't know, but it's definitely an openly pagan nation over there. Nothing like our society at all.
No. They don't have, can I tell you the truth? We don't even understand right and wrong anymore, folks. That's what's coming to a head here. A reestablishment of right and wrong, or we will perish. No doubt about it. Craig.
So I asked Spencer to put this up here,
And I'm going to have you read that in a second there, Coach. Okay, because it ties into what Liberty Mel put up there, which I talked about with the United Nations. Okay, I'm reading here from Ephesians 5:11. It says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, expose them. For it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done to them in secret. What's all this secret society stuff? But all the things that are reproved are made manifest by light. For whoever doth maketh manifest his light. That wherefore he saith, awakest thou sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Okay. Well, what do I think the Lord asked me to do about stuff like this? Expose it. Expose it in the truth of the light of the gospel of Christ. You know, Josh Turner had a song. It's about the long black train. Remember that song?
Okay. Yes.
Well, guess what? Darkness, Lucifer, all his demonic engines, they're the engine. And you know what the cars are? The Bushes, the Clintons, the Trilateral Commission, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Federal Reserves. They're all the cars in the train. Okay. They're just, you know, they're just being pulled along. They're tools for a greater thing that's being done. And I think our goal, right, is to do exactly what this says. And we expose them, all right? Yeah. And we do what we can to derail the train. But ultimately, it will be the Lord that will derail that train. Yeah. But so read what that says there about the United Nations.
I don't want to read it. The United Nations on Wednesday pledges to support a set of principles.
May 11th, wait a minute. Hey, Coach, May 11th, 2016, Barack Obama still in office.
I didn't check that. Peacekeeping troops and police. They want to use the UN peacekeeping police to protect civilians. Oh, yeah, they do. Oh, yeah, they do. Peacekeepers from 29 countries in the missions that have a UN Security Council mandate to protect civilians. Huh? Oh, Daisy Crimey. Roger.
So anyways, that's what it is. Okay, so the Clintons, right? Who got married and went to Haiti on their honeymoon?
Mm.
The Clintons. What did the Clinton Foundation make all its bucks when George Bush after the I put all this in the chat. Okay. Remember it says expose the works of darkness? Yeah. I'm giving you the breadcrumbs of what that's in. So this is an ultimate plan. And it's going to culminate with the United Nations. And what they're getting ready to do, which starts today, their 79th general session, is to get those 17 sustainable developmental goals. And if you go to Liberty Mel's thing, go down to the very bottom and look at what those goals are. Because they've been pushing it since Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. They've been pushing this for the last 30 years. Who's the one that made New World Order vogue? Well, that would be President Bush in 1991 on September 11th. Yep. He addressed the Congress. Go read his speech. They have put their plan right in front of the face of people. And they refuse to look at it. And when you expose it to them, they yawn.
Well, I guess the good news is, Craig, if they always got to look for a green light, or not a green light, but a bright light in the middle of it. At least all those churches who are going to Haiti for mission trips, now they can go to Springfield. That's the good news. They don't have to go to Haiti anymore.
That's funny.
Boom.
They just drive over to Springfield. See, I wonder how many of those churches are out there right now trying to minister to those people. You suppose they're out there? Suppose they are? Those foreign missions, foreign missionaries. Roger, then Johnny.
I don't know what to do other than to pile on a little bit. Maybe it makes me feel good in the morning. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. But imagine you're in the meeting and this is how it goes. Yeah, Springfield, Ohio. Yeah. We got these Haitians, 15 to 20,000. That's where we'll put them. Oh, okay. And there's going to be plenty of work in Springfield, Ohio for them all to get jobs.
That's a ticket.
And if they, well, it's not too far from Dayton. Of course, none of them have cars.
Or licenses, wouldn't know how to drive.
Knows how to drive. And, you know, not too far from Columbus, Ohio, but none of them have cars or have license. And then housing. 20,000. Well, is there that many apartments that are empty in Spring? Oh, yes, there are. Dave, that's why it's the evilness just resonates out.
And make us pay taxes to pay for it, Roger.
And the thing is that this is happening across the country. Springfield, because it's Ohio, we're getting attention to it.
Yeah.
But this type of takeover strategically of cities is happening all over the country.
Amen, it is. It's coming home to roost. Johnny, it's our mailbox now. Johnny.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, to go off of what, to reflect off of what Neil was talking about, the difference is the breakdown, and just like that movie in Hoosiers, if you watch that movie, the superintendent asked Gene Hackman, he goes, what are you going to do? They hate you. He's like, I'm going to break them down, and I'm going to build them back up.
Yep.
But the enemy is doing just that to this country. And they're breaking us down, and they're going to build it back up to the New World Order. And this is why we've been training you guys. It's coming into focus now. The blurriness is coming into focus. And we, I don't want this to happen. I really, none of us do, but we're going to have to deal with this. We're going to have to come together. We're going to have to face this head on.
Amen. And for the sake of our children and grandchildren, Johnny, that's what it is. We got to get people off the rapture bus and get engaged. That's what we have to do. Joe Allen, come on in quickly.
Yeah, I remember in 1970s and early 80s, our UN and the government brought over Filipinos over on the West Coast, California. They put them into our Air Force and our Navy. So the UN's been doing this to us. They just need to get the right president. Like Obama wants to be over the UN.
It's all Trump's fault. It's all Trump's fault.
Enough said.
In 4 years, he messed everybody up. Al, after Vinny, then nobody else. I'm gonna go someplace else. Got 8 minutes. Go, Vinny.
You got it. Four words I said on your show, and the same four words I said in Dr. Alan Keyes' first Brighteon show. Fraud vitiates all contracts. Everything they're doing is perpetrated on fraud.
It is. It is. But Vinny, like my wife said to me yesterday, well, who do we turn to?
We got to turn to us.
Republicans and Democrats are on the same team, baby. I'm sorry. I'll expose some of that later on here. Maybe this week, maybe not. Let's go to the Liberty Action Network. Pull that up there for us. This action that we're going to do for 30 consecutive days during the United Nations General Assembly, scheduled for its opening on September 10th, which is today. Just click on that one. Yep. September 10th to October 10th. Okay. So let's go down to the action itself. Right there. Make that larger. Okay, here we go. Join me and recite Psalm 2 for 30 consecutive days during the United Nations General Assembly, which opens today for a month. Why do the United Nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves. There are kings of the earth, folks. Sorry, there are kings of the earth. They set themselves and the rulers in. They take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed. It's a spiritual war, friends, saying, let us break their bonds. Let's get rid of that Jesus and that Christianity. Let's get rid of that and cast away the cords that they're trying to put over all of us. But he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. Let me tell you something, folks. There's some vengeance coming by the Lord on behalf of his children. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I've begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. I have it written up here, is why I'm looking up here. You shall break them with a rod of iron. We're on the offense, folks. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Well, Coach Dave, we just have to get them all saved. Just love them, Coach Dave. Lord, you are our potter, and we are your clay. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, S-O-N, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him.
Boom.
Amen. But friends, can I tell you something? I got a hammer. I'm sorry, I just got to. We're putting in his trust. We're putting our trust in him, not for occupation. Do you understand it? Do you understand the church has given over the culture? The church is trying to live out pre-written history. All you got to do is just start scrolling down through Facebook and look at the prophecy conferences. And what are the prophecy conferences telling everybody? It's only going to get worse. Look here. This lines up with this, and this lines up with this. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus is about to come. And maybe he is. But do you think he expects us to sit on the sidelines and watch what's going on and his body not do anything? Folks, it's sick. It's sick. Kathy wants to fight for her grandchildren, huh? Do you understand? Put that mat buck up there, Spencer. Can you? How good are you? Map of Ohio. There it is. How far is that? Let me see. I'm in Newark. Point on Newark. Can you just point on Newark so everybody can see it? There I am. Right there is where I am. Right where that marker is. That's right where I live. Literally. Put it back here, Spencer. Right down. Go down. Right there. About there's sky high. Right there. We're not on the road, but we're just off the road. Takes me 30 minutes to get to downtown Columbus. Go ahead. Spencer, drive you down. That's a half hour. Takes about 40 minutes to get to Springfield. Go ahead, write that down. So in an hour and 10 minutes. It's an hour and 10 minutes away from my house. Come into a neighborhood near you. And whether or not you are prepared for it, my friend, you're going to have to stand up and you're going to have to face the challenge that's rolling down Route 70 towards your house. See you tomorrow.